thanks for coming in.
Sure, my pleasure.
Are you enjoying your summer so far?
It's been busy.
Have you not had any time off?
We had a little side trip to Memphis to visit our daughter down at, she works down at St. Jude, and saw her, and hopefully get away later in July, get some time off.
All right, good for you, good for you. In the meantime, though, you had to interview several people. You finally filled the position.
Mm-hmm.
And that is as Associate AD for External Operations. First, tell us what that job title is all about.
That title is, if you look at our silos in terms of reporting lines, the external is literally everything that touches the public. It's Weisbecker Scholarship Fund. It's our any kind of major gift work, sponsorship sales, ticket sales, our marketing area, video productions, athletic communications, website, literally everything that you see or touch on a daily basis is in that particular silo. So it's a very, very important job.
Big job.
And you picked one from the conference.
Interesting that Dwight's been recently at Evansville, done a very, very good job down there, and you just don't know when you start a search like this where the candidates are going to come from, and it was a really deep, solid pool. We were very pleased with that. It's a good job. It really is a really good job, and you know, we had some standing ADs from a D2, D3 level. Obviously, people like Dwight who were high level administrators at other Division I institutions. It was a good pool. Our process worked. We trust our process in terms of helping us get to a good fit for us and for the community.
Well, his name's Dwight Merrilat, so we'll be hearing that name a lot,
mm-hmm.
especially people close to Illinois State University.
Sure.
and the fan clubs and such. And he has a family.
Has a family, two young children. I think they're 2 and 5.
Oh boy!
Very excited to move to Bloomington. His wife's a former Division I athlete, so the family understands.
What'd she play?
She was a volleyball player.
Oh wow!
They understand the athletic dynamic at the Division I level. So,
in other words, they aren't going to see Daddy till they're somewhere in college.
Well, they're going to. Well, you know, we make sure that family's a priority, but nights and weekends are a premium at certain times of the year. So, but they understand that, and
a lot of things the kids can participate in.
Sure,
anyway, you know,
sure,
football games, basketball games, volleyball games.
Yeah, and our kids club is so huge right now and growing that they'll get involved in that, and we're looking forward to it. You know, our priority was to bring somebody in with the experience to manage that external unit and mentor what I consider is a very good young staff in all of those areas. And he really fit the bill for that, and we're looking forward to getting him here.
And you mentioned you had some standing Division II and Division III mm-hmm. ADs applying mm-hmm. for the job. Are we going to find out years from now it's going to be like one of these Laura's tidbits that Illinois Wesleyan Athletics Director Denny Bridges did not get the gig?
Well, I don't think Denny was interested because he had a pretty good career
down
University Street. But, you know, that's a path that, you know, Aaron came back from Division III.
Yeah.
That's a path that some folks are choosing to take. And they get, you know, the problems are the same no matter what level you're at. There's, you know, there's different numbers. The budgets are different, but you're still dealing with people. You're still managing people. You're still dealing with coaches. You're dealing with facility issues. You're dealing with event issues, all that stuff. It just, the levels are a little bit different. So, you know, anytime you have experience of sitting in the chair, it's very valuable. And Dwight was an interim athletic director for a while.
So when will he come in and
he's
going
to actually, we gave him the appropriate time to leave Evansville in good shape. So he's actually not going to officially start till the end of July.
Okay.
And what were the reasons he gave you during the interview of why ISU, why here?
It was interesting. He sees this as an opportunity to grow his career. He really likes the Bloomington Normal community. Obviously, being from Evansville, he's familiar with us. Evansville is one of the smallest private schools in Division I. They don't have the level of resources that an Illinois State has, and they don't have the size of department that we have. Do they have the same issues? Absolutely. But it gives him a chance to come into an area that has some more resources, more staff. He will be allowed to be more of a manager. He was a doer a lot down there because they just didn't have they don't have the size of staff. So, and we don't want him to be a doer. We have people to do things. We want him to manage our folks and mentor our folks and do some long-range planning. And then eventually, and we don't have any expectation he's going to come in and start raising money day one. He doesn't have the relationships. It's going to take time to learn our culture and take time to develop relationships with Redbird fans and donors. So we're going to allow him to grow into that role. But we wanted to come in and again, manage a really good group of young people.
Yeah, we look forward to meeting Dwight Merrillat. Am I pronouncing the last name?
Correct.
Merrillat. All right. Let's talk about football. It's right around the corner.
It is. We're going to be here in a month.
ISU at Iowa, first game of the season. I know you were offering up tickets for club members or season ticket holders,
season ticket holders. Yeah.
And did that expire yesterday?
You know what? There might have been a deadline, but we've got a pretty good block of tickets. So if anybody's interested, call the ticket office at 438-8000 and get on the list. The last time I checked was a couple weeks ago. We were, I don't know, we had 400 or 500 sold, which that number was growing. You know, we've announced the little tailgate area before the game in their tent city. So the plans are coming together, and it's going to be a fun day over there.
Okay, so are tickets available for anyone?
Yeah.
Right now. Okay. Right. I was under the impression that only Wisebeck.
There might have been a priority to start.
Okay.
But no, we'll.
Tickets are $55.
Yep.
And we can get them 438-8000.
438-8000 or goredbirds.com.
Goredbirds.com. All right. Yep. I got to get that. Got to get that. Mm-hmm. And you still offering up a deal with hotels?
There's a couple fan hotels off the top of my head. I apologize. I don't have that. But
you've got the Hampton Inn, yeah. Iowa City. Corville,
right?
For $169 a night, and that includes parking, breakfast,
yep,
free Wi-Fi. Ah, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a priority. That's, I'm always looking for that. And to book a room, you can call that hotel. It's the Hampton Inn in Iowa City, and tell them ask for the ISU Redbirds block.
Right.
All right, and you'll get that discount.
Yep. So we're pretty excited about that trip, and it's coming together, and it's going to be here before we know it.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I was looking forward to that the day I found out. Well, we knew a long time ago. Because these are planned out so far in advance.
Right.
It was one on the calendar. Okay, we got to make plans for this.
He was like a kid at Christmas when he...
Oh, the guys are going to go over. We're going to play that great golf course they have over there. Finkbine.
Finkbine, University of Iowa course.
You need a Sherpa. Have you played it?
I have not played it.
The hills of Finkbine. You think that place they played the U.S. Open was crazy?
Probably a few trees there, too.
Yeah, there's a few trees here. All right, and let's talk about something they don't get enough credit for because we always look at them as athletes, but they're student-athletes, honoring several ISU student-athletes with academic awards.
Well, the Missouri Valley came out with its awards on the female side, and we had a number of ladies meet that threshold. The national awards have been coming out for the last several weeks, and I'm very proud to say that, and it's rare to have a first-team academic All-American in a team sport. We happen to have three this year, which is really incredible to have students that to rank that highly nationally among their peers. But and one of them is a local, Jacob Hendren, who grew up in Leroy, went to U-High on our baseball team, was a first-team academic All-American. He was a third-team competitive All-American his first year at Illinois State. He had a 3.83 in mathematics / pre-med. How's that for a major?
Mm.
Yeah, you just sigh. And then Paul DeYoung was also an academic first-team All-American. He graduated with a degree in biochem / pre-med. And he was a fourth-round draft pick of the Cardinals.
Man.
And then, of course, we heard a lot in the fall about Rachel Tejada, who's the all-time leading scorer for our women's soccer team for ISU and for the Missouri Valley Conference. She was a first-team academic All-American. She had a 3.41 in biology. Then she was a draft pick for the major soccer national or the professional leagues. Three of them out of one year is pretty phenomenal.